Atlantic City. Atlantic City. Well, you know, we like to do a little gambling on the golf course as well. Just for a little fun. Just keep things interesting, Tom. You know, I love the game of golf. Absolutely. And next week, Cheyenne Woods is going to make her LPGA debut. She graduated from Wake Forest University a week or two ago. She, of course, is the niece of Tiger Woods. And she joins us this morning. Cheyenne, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing great. First off, you're finally out of college. You were star golfer there. You got an exemption next week. Are you ready to do your thing on the LPGA?
Yeah, definitely. I'm really excited to have the opportunity next week, and I've been waiting for it this time all my life. This is my dream to play on the LPGA, so I'm just so excited to have next week to finally have that moment.
As a web video, and your uncle Tiger, he's also giving you some encouraging words. How often do you guys communicate, and what kind of tips is he giving you to compete?
We talk pretty often. He's always been really supportive of my career. You know, he's always told me to just have fun with the game, so I've always just tried to remember that and stay competitive and have fun in whatever I do.
Now, when he turned professional, a lot of people expected you would see a lot of black golfers on tour. And what I find to be interesting is there's been a lot more progress on the women's side than the men's side. So, for instance, Ginger Howard, she's on the secondary tour right now. She's about three top 10 wins away from getting her tour card. Avery Shasta-Hart, she also was on tour. So why do you think black women are seeing more results than black men on when it comes to professional golf?
I personally think that there's a lot more opportunities in women's golf. I mean, there's a lot of scholarships that go unused, and so I think there's a lot of openings for African-American women to get out there. And in the men's side, it's always been extremely competitive. So, you know, it's hard just being a man golfer in general.
Cheyenne, now, do you give your uncle any tips on how to how to get out of this slump that he's in?
I don't know if I would be the one to give him a tip. So I don't want to mess him up or say anything wrong. So I'm just, you know, stepping aside, let him do his thing. I'm sure he'll get back out there and be on top.
I saw Roland. I saw where he had a good day yesterday.
Yep, 200 at the Memorial, and he's four shots back. So yeah, So Cheyenne, he loves that Jack Nicklaus course.
I know he's doing good. So hopefully he can follow it up for a few more days.
Cheyenne, do you think you could beat Roland on the course? Do you think you could beat Roland?
I don't know. It could be close. We might have to see how that goes. I might have to beat him on that.
See, Sybil, you always trying to start stuff. See,
no, I think you can beat him.
Cheyenne, I'd like to see you take
and you
on
don't,
Roland.
You don't even need a handicap. You beat him square and fair, right?
Because Roland is his biggest handicap.
Yeah, same keys, no shots, all square.
Well, first of all,
from the man's tee. Yes, I think you can beat him.
First of all, that's not a problem. I played in Orlando with Miss Shasta-Hart. I played with Ginger Howard, so I'm not afraid. See, Cheyenne, I'm a brother. I'm not afraid to play golf with women. See, I'm good with that. It's all good. Now, I also got to ask you, you got a new crop of young girls coming up. Ginger's sister is a top junior golfer. There's a sister who's going to Stanford. What kind of encouraging words do you have for young black women who are listening, who might be saying, yeah, I heard about that golf thing, but I don't really know if I want to take it up when I'm in high school or even go to a first tee program? What would you tell those young women?
I would definitely say to just keep working hard. Like I said before, there's so many opportunities out there that aren't being used. Mm-hmm. And it's great to see players like Ginger and her sister Robbie and, you know, all the girls coming up. It's really exciting for me to see. And so I want to keep saying that. So all the girls out there, just keep working hard and don't drop golf, because it's definitely a unique sport. And there's so many opportunities out there for women golfers and African-American women golfers also.
Good for you. You
first learned the game in the same garage where Tiger learned the game under his dad.
Your grandfather Earl Woods was your first teacher, huh?
Yep, that's right. He got me started when I was about 5 years old.
That's a great
It's a phenomenal guy. And so, Cheyenne, good luck. We'll be watching the results next week and kick butt on the LPGA.
We'll be pulling for you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
I think she
ain't no problem, Jay.
Hey, I want to be there for that match.
I'll pay. I'll pay.
Y'all want to show up to that match? Y'all hate on Gall.
Oh yeah.
Always hate on Gall, but y'all want to show up. Bring it. Come on out there and caddy, all three of y'all. Yeah, carry our bags. Come on.